This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ken McCusick joins us in studio from FilmStudyBaltimore.com. How are you, Ken?
Life's good, Rob. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Ken, I got to ask, you know, Rob's going to understand this. I want to talk about the defense before we get into the offense. A lot of moving parts in the secondary. I mean, people saw Kyle Hamilton move to free safety, but there's a lot more going on.
Yeah. Let's just go through, because a really tumultuous week for the Ravens, and I think it's one of the reasons to come out of this feeling a little better about this loss. But Mollett was injured. He's in a boot. He may not be back for a while. Eddie Jackson did not travel with the team. The team used language, and then Harbaugh was a little bit salty about it on Monday, indicating it's not a personal problem. It's something that does not bode well for his future with the team, I would guess. Marcus Williams benched again for this game. He's available on the team. I guess he could play special teams. He could be the backup safety. He was in there for one snap. Hamilton moved to free safety. That eliminated certain packages that are very key to the Ravens, the big nickel in particular, where they're playing a team that has a lot of tight ends, a lot of 12 personnel, so they'd have liked to have him by the line of scrimmage, but it's a matter of where do they need him more. And free safety takes the ace of spades at the line of scrimmage, the ace of trump he is. The one-of-one horizontal defender in the NFL puts him on the back end and definitely reduces his value, but then you get Marcus Williams off the field, which is really what they gained out of it. Marlon Humphrey moved to the slot for all the nickel snaps. That was a big move for him.
He was great.
He was very good. And then Wiggins in there at left corner is a big additional gain for the Ravens. Increasing his role is a positive. And then, of course, another big one, is Trey White came in at the end of the game to replace Brandon Stevens after giving up the 37-yard play and looked terrific. He had two passes defensed, ended three drives during the game. He was also in the dime package in the first half and looked good. So I think the prospects are pretty good looking forward. They've got the safeties covered. The one thing that's really different about this 2024 team is last year they had great safeties covering for mediocre cornerbacks that were up front. This year, it's just the opposite. They have pretty solid cornerbacks up front, now four of them, I hope, that have been betrayed by bad safety play. And hopefully the Ravens have got this figured out with this game here.
So, Ken, let me ask you about some of the other things that we saw in that game. And I know we're going to focus a lot on Tucker. How you feeling now? I mean, it's two field goals. They weren't necessarily short, but they're ones we expect him to make. Do you feel any different moving forward with Tucker than you did, let's say, before the season started?
Well, yes, but I'm not sure there's really another alternative. They have to figure it out with him, and I think there's a pretty good chance it will fix itself. He's been in a mild 3-year decline, and I've been wondering whether it's age or it's been a new holder since Cook left. But now it might be age.
Yeah, it's a shame. I want to know, in a close game, that game was never out of hand on either side. It was always, well, competitive, I should say. Why does Derrick Henry only get 13 carries in a game like that, which he's averaging 5 yards a carry?
Yeah, so at the end of the game, they were obviously in a position where they really needed to pass to get down the field to make sure they maintained an additional chance. Mm-hmm. The other alternative was slowing it down with Henry, which might have been an option to make sure that they scored with 20 or 30 seconds left, and there was no possible response from the Steelers had they gotten the 2-point conversion. But just they were three and out so often in this game. It was really hard to find Henry the good opportunities. They had penalties early that put him behind the sticks.
I know a good opportunity for him. Two-point conversion. Why not there?
You know, that's a great question. I would have preferred him to be on the field for that because I think you threaten the Henry Lamar mesh point even if you don't use it. So you draw defenders with that mesh point and have an opportunity.
Can I follow up on that quickly? I agree with you because we talked about this a lot. Do the coaches sometimes get too cute? Like, you have the best blocking fullback in the NFL and the strongest running back in the league. Mm-hmm. You don't want these guys, when you go to, you could actually change the game, win the game with a 2-yard run, and you take them off the field. Why would you do that?
I think you threaten all the options on the 2-point conversion because it's a nice, easy thing.
And if you, even as a decoy.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I I'm in complete agreement. I didn't like it. I thought that Pittsburgh actually got a lot of value from the timeout they called.
Yeah.
They, had expressed that they had figured out what the Ravens were doing on the play. Good luck figuring out what the Ravens are doing because Lamar doesn't even know until he decides to pull the ball or not.
Right. Ken McKusick joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey, Ken, just getting to some of the other things that we saw, the turnovers. Kind of odd. I mean, we mentioned that Derrick Henry fumbles, but you don't ever see him fumble. The one with Isaiah Likely, an effort play. And again, I've been screaming about throwing those tight end screens, and it sucks that a fumble comes on it at that point in the game. And then the even goofier one that happens with the interception and the DB coming down with it when he didn't even get his head around. He just had his arm up, and then basically the momentum took the ball into his chest, and it turns out to be a pick. You have all those three, those things. We mentioned the two missed field goals by Tucker, 12 penalties to go along with it, and you still lose by 2 points. Like, what does that mean for this team moving forward? Can they correct some of these mistakes?
Some of those mistakes certainly are correctable, and they have not been a high turnover team before this year, so I'd hope that would correct itself. The drive stalled by penalties, it's been an off and on problem this year. They've had a lot of penalties, but they haven't had a lot of drives stalled. They've been really good about coming back from it. I think the thing to take away from it is, yeah, they lost by 2 points, and they had their best or second best defensive game of the year, and they may have gotten the biggest problem solved, which is the play of the secondary. Wilson underperformed his opportunity set by 39 yards in this game, which I think is a very big deal because it is a good pressure game, and he still underperformed, which means the secondary was really doing what they needed to do.
Well, that's incredible that the secondary could turn it around like that. You know, some basic routes. How are the routes, though, by the Steelers? Were they basic routes or were they running?
They have limited receivers in some ways. So Pickens is a big guy who wants to get up high for the ball, and the Ravens kind of had a perfect matchup for him in Trey White. So we'll see if that holds up against other receivers who are faster and maybe a more difficult physical matchup for White.
Kid!
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What would a Steelers able to do once again to contain Lamar Jackson?
So they did keep him in the pocket largely. They forced him to throw. He escaped a couple times for some yardage on some designed runs. But this is a weird game to watch because you feel like he didn't have a lot of time to throw in this game. But I go and I time it. He had a ton of time to throw in this game. 17 ample time and space opportunities, which is half the throws in this game. And he really didn't do a whole lot on them, about 7 yards a throw, and he should do better. It was only pressured 11 times. The Ravens used a ton of set and chip blockers, which reduces the receiving options that he has. So that would be one thing I'd point to. And then his receivers did some things to let him down in this game. Obviously, Hill and Flowers.
Yeah. What was that?
Yeah,
it's almost. I said to these guys, like watching him and playing that position. You know, you got that one point where it's like a dead zone where you do I keep my hands up to catch it or exactly do I turn him over? Yeah. And I'm looking at him going, well, it's coming to his, like the ball's going to hit him in the chest. Why are his hands like this?
Yep.
And he let it get to his pads, which you can't in the NFL. And we've talked about this time and time again. One of the things I wanted to ask you about was Lamar. Is this the worst game he's played all year, in your opinion?
I'd have to think back to what he did in the Raiders game. But it's
well, they right, scored
it's right
a
there.
Ton.
Yeah, it's right there.
What do you know the things that really kind of went wrong in big numbers for them, where the penalties, over, you know, they kind of shot themselves in the side over and over. Even the turnovers, are like, Derrick Henry never fumbles, but he didn't get the ball after that. You know, that strip interception was just an outstanding defensive play. So I feel sometimes like, and I don't know if this is the case, but I don't know if you felt this way, but Harbaugh's got a reputation for doghousing people. You think he did that to Henry?
No. No, just, no, I don't think.
Okay,
he's too central to what the team does. There's certain players you just have you have enough currency in the bank with Harbaugh that you don't expend it ever. And Flowers and Andrews and the drop passes. I mean, you just can't penalize them, and he'd be in that category.
Those baseball catches for you out. Those hands glove up, glove down when the ball's coming.
They don't make a circle.
Right, exactly. Make a circle.
It's a circle.
Ken McKusick, film study, Baltimore.com. Speaking of making a circle, the receivers as a whole, Jeremy brought up Flowers in that one catch. I don't feel either Lamar had a lot of time, but looks like he was buying for time. I don't feel the receivers who have reputations of creating separation did a great job at it on Sunday.
Really lousy game for Deontay Johnson. A couple of plays, and Charles Davis called him out on the first one, I think it was. Maybe it's the second, but whichever one it was. He's like, he needs to create more space away from the sideline so he can fade towards it to make the catch. And that's exactly right. I think back to one particularly Marquise Brown catch that won the game against Arizona in 2019. He took the cornerback away from the sideline, then he allowed himself to fade back and caught a ball right on the chalk line. That was wonderful. And Deontay Johnson just did not have good spatial awareness on that play.
Let me ask you real quick about Tre'Davious White. You mentioned him. What did you think and what you saw? I know it's limited snaps, but still, it seemed like Harbaugh was pleasantly surprised.
It's actually not, the snap number was fine. It's enough to look at it and say these were good things. He was in it for important plays, so eight dime snaps. The eight dime snaps, they had to drive ending play on seven of those, which is really, that's hard to do because you got to succeed seven out of eight times. It's not just those have to all be third and long plays, which they pretty much were. I think the only thing that leaves me with a little bit of concern about White is that we haven't seen him against the kind of receiver that would probably give him trouble at this age, which would be a faster receiver. He's faced a big bodied guy, and he's more of a physical a corner than I really remember him as. I mean, you know, watching him play against Pickens in the end zone, I was impressed by that.
What do you think the fate's going to be facing the Chargers, who have a really good defense? I think Justin Herbert, he's not having a great year statistically. It looks good, but I think since Harbaugh's gotten there, he's literally taken a step up. Because when you look at him with your eyes, he's there. He throws a nice football, man. He really does. And I just think there's going to be a problem for them.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully the secondary has been fixed at the right time, but you're absolutely right. He's a guy that I think will be a concern for the Ravens, and they'll have to get after him. Right now they have the defensive line is again a problem. The Travis Jones injury in this game shut off their pass rush basically in terms of getting home. They had four sacks. The last one was two plays before Travis Jones got hurt. And then Travis Jones continued to play on because they only had four defensive linemen. He played, you know, 8 or 10 snaps after that. But they didn't get to the quarterback again, and that was unfortunate. They had some pressure, but they didn't finish on any plays.
Ken McKusick, film study, Baltimore.com. Ken, my weekly question to round it up for me. These guys have another question. What did you learn about the Baltimore Ravens in this week against the Steelers?
So I think the new secondary alignment is really the big thing, so I don't want to beat that one to death. I think the injuries that really hang over this game is the injuries to Roquan Jones and Adafi Owe is hurt. I'm not sure what the problem was, but he only played two snaps late, so they haven't talked about it really in the game after, but I imagine he's being looked at, and we'll hear something. And then, you know, the Ravens are probably playing on the road in the postseason, and this is some place that the Ravens have been extremely good in the past. Those teams were constructed a little differently with Ed Reed and Ray Lewis basically being at the heart of this. This one has Lamar Jackson at the heart, and Lamar Jackson has not proven to be a foul weather player. So he's had a lot of trouble playing in cold environments with a lot of wind in particular. And they may face that. They may go to Buffalo and whatnot. Really, the hope now for the Ravens is play on the road. You want to play at Houston.
What did you think the run defense looked like without Roquan? And I don't know if you had a chance to focus in on that because there's a viable chance that he doesn't play Monday night and against Greg Roman, who likes to run.
Yeah, big step down to Harrison. And in multiple ways, Harrison's not nearly the pass defender that Roquan is in coverage. He's not as good a run defender. And it also, you have concerns that a player like Simpson may not be reading his keys as quickly because he reads off Roquan a lot. So,
yeah. Just quick, seeing this game, you started off the segments by saying, you know, you could feel a little bit better about the loss now that we're discussing it. Are they still in the same categories like the Chiefs, Lions, Bills as the top of the NFL?
I think you always have that question. They've come up to four losses now. So, you know, they're going to have to, the problem is they're going to have to play those teams on the road and not the Lions specifically, but the Chiefs and the Bills. And that's just not as easy. They've been the best team in the entire NFL the last two seasons at beating really good teams.
Yeah.
But, you know, it didn't hold up yesterday, and that's potentially will really hurt them and probably cost them the division.
Hey, Ken, before you go, Julian in West Baltimore has a comment on the two-point conversion. What's up, Julian?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Doing well, how are you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out, as far as Harbaugh on that two-point conversion, he did an interview, and he said somehow he didn't see it. I'm still trying to figure that out. I don't. I'm trying to understand
well,
that.
He said he didn't see the issue between Likely and Aguilar.
Not that he didn't see the play. He didn't see the miscommunication.
Okay, yeah, that's all I wanted to ask.
Yeah, that's what he meant. That's what he meant.
But I still think he should have saw that, too.
What was going on there? You have any idea what was going on between those two?
No, actually, I don't. I did see it, too. I saw, I think it was Aguilar waving back off the line of scrimmage.
Right.
They were playing grab ass over there on the end, like smacking his hand away.
I mean, you see that. I mean, a lot of plays in the NFL where you're just trying to get lined up so you have seven at the line of scrimmage, and the receivers have that signaling system they use to tell their partner next to them whether they should be off ball or not.
What do you think that play was supposed to be? Originally. Did somebody not run a route? Because it looks like to me, if you're rolling him out left, there was a quote from Tomlin saying, "We love when you make Lamar go left because he's so good at going right."
Yep.
And then they choose to do it on the short side of the field with no receiver on that side.
Well, it's Pittsburgh made that play. Nick Herbig got upfield very quickly, and that blew up the play. So whatever they had in mind, and it's not apparent to me exactly what they were trying to do.
You wouldn't have known, yeah.
I hate rolling left too. Absolutely detest it. And Lamar, if you roll right, or even if you stay in the pocket and then roll back and right, as Lamar's been so good at this year, making his magical escape plays. You know, that has a good chance to work and provide additional time. But when he rolls left, a right-handed quarterback, it's usually death.
Tell folks all about Film Study Baltimore.
So filmstudybaltimore.com, look for your podcasts every week. And there's about nine of those. And there's an offensive line article a lot of people look at as well. The defensive article is already up there for this week with a lot of detail on the pass rush and packages and whatnot.
There you go. Thanks a lot, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.